Donald Bourne Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
All right, before we get to number five, it is the 5 o'clock hour. Adam Hill across the way, Big Mac. Company Ari's here. We got our new intern. Good conversation a couple of breaks ago. We should be hearing from HR on that one. Appreciate that, Big Mac. You might want to check Twitter. We were discussing that, Adam and I, as we weren't discussing anything in your piggish discussion. But, first of all, I got to mention a sad note, and it's sad this way. Mario Batali is in trouble again. Turns out he's really a slime ball. Not that we didn't know he was more than slimy the first time around with these Me Too allegations. But his three joints down on the strip are all going to close. Which sucks. The most for who? The people who work there. So who works at, did, at Carnivino?
Our buddy from Pizza Rock.
Yes. Listener Eli, who's down there
creepy
every
listener
week.
Listener Eli. We probably shouldn't call him creepy anymore.
I reached out to him today on
Facebook.
He might
be in the market.
He said he's in line. He thinks for another job.
All
but,
right,
you know, think about that.
He was a new employer. He's not creepy at all.
Obviously, the biggest victims of this are the women who are claiming they were violated by Mario Batali, but it's all the employees of those three restaurants. Thanks, Mario! Appreciate it, bro.
Think about it. That I'm sure there was female employees of the restaurants that were treated awfully.
Well,
now they're also going to have not a job.
Yeah, you get harassed and potentially assaulted, and now you don't have a job.
Yeah, then you get fired.
Lovely. All right, what's going to cheer me up?
All right, I just hit send on the tweet, so you'll see in a second. The courtroom sketch is out.
Oh, no.
Harvey Weinstein appearance today. My goodness.
I can't
I know
even
you
guess.
Love courtroom sketches.
You're right, Adam. You nailed that one.
Holy crap. Because the
Cofield's legitimately
holy
smiling.
Holy moly. Well, first of all, this courtroom artist is brutal. There's a guy who has, like, no eyes or forehead, and that woman to the left of Weinstein.
Well, I actually saw her on the video today.
She's bald.
It looks like one of those Jim Carrey paintings that he's been doing about, like, Trump and everything. Weinstein looks. We actually talked about this a little bit last week. The Brandy Chastain statue or the plaque that had to get sent back because it was so hideous.
Yeah.
This is in line with that. I mean, this
look
is better.
It's ridiculous.
Look at what the belly
better works,
in like
but.
A baby blue sweater, and then the meat face, as Chappelle pointed out. The guy's got a lot of hanging meat from his face. Wow.
I love the agent with the white mustache.
Yeah.
It's just so gruff. He's an old school detective. It's
Leslie Nielsen with the mustache, the white mustache. You know, the sad thing is, some of my relatives aren't as ugly as the real Weinstein. This actually, I think, is an upgrade.
You think it's a better looking person than the actual?
I actually think this is an upgrade from the real Harvey Weinstein. I have a couple of like older uncles and cousins who look like this. He should be happy with this.
He'll probably frame it.
All right, that was number six in the Big Five. That did cheer me up. I'm out of here. That's the weekend right there. Look at that.
Leave it on a high note.
That is beautiful.
I always want to get arrested just to have a sketch. I'd love to have one.
Wouldn't it be great if Adam pops up on the sketch?
We'd have a new profile for Twitter.
He's pretty thin, and his eyes are like really vibrant and open. That's basically what they did with Weinstein. There's almost no that spare meat that hangs off his face and his weird closed eye. All right, we got to move on. I seriously could do this for an hour. This is unbelievable.
Number four.
Thank you. We're still doing number five, though. We haven't even gotten to five. Headline. Florida man received the wrong size soda at McDonald's.
Okay.
Wait, let me finish. So naturally, he was poisoned via bleach pod when he asked for the correct size. Well,
wait, what?
This is why Adam, we've busted on Adam before, that Adam is, he's no return guy. Whatever he gets, he gets.
Yep, it's mine.
Yep.
It's
he
mine
will
now.
Never
he's
return anything.
Smart man, because once you return it, it goes back to where it came from, and you don't know what's coming back out the second
but
time.
But who would ever says, how? You ask, he got the wrong size soda. It's not even, like, we have a friend who...
They have free refills.
No.
Just fill it up again.
It's a drive-thru.
Oh, okay.
It's a drive-thru. He's gone after that. Okay. He asked for a large. He got a small. He simply asked for a large. They threw bleach in his soda. I mean, we got a friend who is such a psycho about his soda order. Do you know what I'm talking about? He's big on light on the ice. And if it's not light on the ice, he's actually had a late night run-in where he reached through the window at someone.
Keep an eye on that guy.
Yeah. Like, it's not that. Like, he wasn't light on the ice. It wasn't something completely obnoxious. It wasn't special order whoever. I just want the right size, and they bleached him.
I'm okay with it.
Of course you are.
It's not lethal, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's not not lethal. Yes, you drink enough of it. It's
well,
bleach,
you're right.
Dude.
He didn't die from it, but he went to the hospital. It screwed him up for a couple of days.
We do it. We'll do a studio test.
Now he's back to normal.
Don't ask for the right. Don't ask for the right size soda. Really?
Well, as you said, my philosophy is you take what you get.
No.
Whatever you get, that's yours now. Like, I don't care what you ordered. I don't care what happened. That's yours.
You know, the worst part about this.
What a departure from the Adam I would think to. Why? Wait.
Oh, we'll explain in a second.
Okay.
The worst part about this is the guy, he got screwed on this one because they throw something in his soda. It starts bubbling when he gets in the car, and he's like, you know, if it starts bubbling, you're like, you know, you drink a little off the top.
Oh, so he got all the bleach?
No, but like, he didn't even. He was just trying not to have the car become a mess. Like, he didn't have a chance to smell it. He, like, it was immediate.
Actually throw the pod in there so that, like, they could actually find it? Or did it, I don't know, maybe dissolve right away?
I don't know if it was pod specific.
Okay.
I'd be going back to that McDonald's before I went to the hospital.
Yeah, but he got jacked up.
You'd at least get, like, a 20 piece.
Yeah, is that right?
As
yeah.
in, like, 20 million?
No, 20.
Because I'd be representation immediately.
Besides the celebrity I want to address, who's the worst of your friends in terms of return order? I'm going to say return order. I don't think special order people are the same as return order. Actually, you don't mind special order people because you're a special order person.
Oh, yeah.
He won't do the tomatoes.
But you're telling me you're a special order person, but if they don't get the special order right, you just accept it?
Figure it out.
Yeah.
You just accept it.
Oh,
figure it out.
He hates
you're
tomatoes.
Paying money.
Yeah.
You go out of your way enough to make the request, but yep. if the request isn't met,
hey,
you just take
you one
it.
Shot. You
God,
one shot at it.
So much.
You get one shot at it.
Hey, he won't ask for what he asked for.
I'm the complete opposite.
I actually found out somebody who we know that does it like very often. I'm not going to call that person out. There's a couple, but I've told the story on the air about a fighter who I've eaten with him twice in the last year, and he did it both times.
Yeah, Cormier.
Yeah.
Cormier, every time he Adam goes out and has steak with him, apparently they're good buddies,
yeah.
and he always returns the steak.
Twice. Well, twice.
And
two
it's
out
never
of two.
It's never done
it's
enough.
It's 2 out of 2.
It's never done enough.
Yeah. Both times, it's like, yeah, you got to cook it a little more.
What does he order? Well done?
I think he goes like medium. I'll have to listen to what he actually orders next time.
But he shocked you by doing it back-to-back times.
Back-to-back times. Because the first time he said, I don't do this.
What do you think about that? Because I do medium rare, and
medium
if it's
rare.
Medium, I never return it. I
yeah.
just eat the medium.
Well, the definition, I feel like, medium rare has changed over the years, especially from, like, the 90s. It used to be more, like, medium used to be... what medium is now is what medium rare was in the 90s. Now, I feel like I get medium rare, and it's purple. There's like a change, so I tend to go more medium. But I historically, yes, I'm a medium rare guy.
Did you get what he was saying?
No.
Is medium rare more or less done now?
It's less done now, I feel like,
really?
In 2018. I feel like, yeah.
I get it medium more often than not.
Maybe that's Cormier's problem. Maybe he hasn't adapted to the new...
To the new age.
To the new
Ryan McKinnell's
yeah. age of robots.
New age of yeah. steak
that's,
rules.
That's the problem.
Are you going to say something to him? Seriously?
No. Maybe if he wins the heavyweight title in July, that'll be one of the post-fight questions.
Oh, that would be the greatest question in a
post-fight.
Maybe
we can get him in here.
You ever played blackjack with him?
No, but I'm talking press conference, like 10 straight questions. People are getting him to cry. Like, he's arrived back at the top of the mountain, and Adam's like,
DC,
hey.
Last two times we've gone out to eat together, you've sent the food back. What's going on, man?
The real key is he an A1 steak sauce guy? I know this guy to my left is, which is an abomination.
Well, you flipped out before you flipped out before you saw what I was throwing the A1 on. What? No, A1?
Oh, that's
A1,
right.
A1's
that's
no
right.
good across the board?
That's true.
I use it as a dipping sauce.
Right. You don't use it for your steaks, right?
The steak has to suck for
yes.
me to use A1.
Okay. Well, at least it's not ketchup. At least
I chuck it on potato goods. Fries.
Okay.
I'll throw it all over a baked potato.
Don't care. I'll admit. I'll go A1 on steak. I don't care. I do it.
I know. Just shake.
I'm
your
not
head.
Usually a steak guy.
Disgusted.
Anyway.
Now
at least you have a line. You said you admitted that if the steak is terrible, you add some A1 to it. I can understand that. You're telling me that you're going to go to a steak, one of the finer steakhouses in Vegas. You're going to pay $60, $70, $80 for a strip, and you're going to put A1 on it.
I feel like you order a steak for the A1.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever sauce. I'm not loyal to A1.
I've never in my life heard anyone say
something
so crazy.
Very rarely you get steak
You
anywhere.
Order a steak for the A1?
I feel like that's what you do.
You're a
Just
monster.
Like you order french fries for the ketchup.
Oh, my God. I need time to process this. We got to come back to this next week.
Number four.
I agree, I'm stunned. We were going to do a show on Memorial Day. We may have to take off just so Ryan can recover for an extra day. We'll address this on Tuesday.
Nah, no show Monday?
The A1.
We moved on, and we're thinking about canceling the show on Monday.
Big sports day Monday.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not going to cover the game that day. We're out.
To cancel our guest.
Adam is in a good mood. Why? Because now the beans may be spilled, or were they spilled on Munn and Aaron Rodgers?
We've been waiting for Olivia Munn to come in on Aaron Rodgers' family drama for a long time. When I say we, I mean me and you, Steve. it's kind of been our upset. Like, we've wanted to talk to her. Most people want to talk to her. We want to talk to her just to find out what's going on.
We've had
Rodgers
something
family.
That's stuck in our craw about this.
But first of all, I don't think she's being honest, because you know why I think there's family drama. But Olivia Munn did speak on it. She was with Andy Cohen, one of your favorite interviewers and mine, on radio. And she said, I met one of his brothers, the one that was on The Bachelorette. I was friendly with Jordan. Met the parents only a couple times before he and I started dating. He hadn't spoken to the parents in 8 months before.
So why is this a revelation?
Well, a lot of people blame her for driving a wedge in the family. Said, oh, you know, he's become too Hollywood. He doesn't want to be around his family anymore. She said they hadn't spoken in 8 months before they started dating. Actually, I remember my last day on the newsroom. I spent the day in my trailer just encouraging him to have an honest conversation with his parents, and we just kind of did the bullet points. And then they did have a really nice conversation. They started coming out my first year when I was in Green Bay, and then it just, and Andy Cohen said, went south. And she said, I just think it's really important to try to mend things in a family, and I encourage that. But at the end of the day, I do believe that family and fame and success can be really complicated if their dreams are connected to your success. I don't think either side of the road is clean.
Ooh. Wait, who is coming out, the parents or Rodgers?
They were coming out to the games. Like, they were coming out and hanging out with them. Okay. Don't think either side of the road is clean, but I do think it's not okay when you try to stand on someone's shoulders and then throw dirt in their face, which is what I think they did with him.
Wow.
She is blaming the family.
Good stuff.
But she is saying Aaron Rodgers also had some fault in it.
Okay.
But we know what the real reason is.
Is there any shot that Danica Patrick is going to help this situation?
No. I'm sure she's going to stand on everyone's shoulders and then throw even more dirt in everyone's eyes.
Yeah, I would think she'd stir the pot, the anti-family take on Rodgers' side.
Yeah.
We're not Danica fans.
No.
She's very fun. She's a very fun, bubbly young lady.
She's kind of a girl next door type, so Ryan might like her.
That's a good point.
I do think she's pretty, but she's very aggressive. She's a race car driver. That would scare me.
She's very aggressive.
Number three.
Speaking of aggressive, apparently there are two women who love Ronaldinho. Who is he? Soccer player?
Yeah, soccer star in Brazil.
And does he love both of them?
Apparently. Okay. They are having a three-way marriage, apparently. Oh. He's marrying both of them.
Okay.
He has a very large house. They can coexist. They've apparently been living together already as fiancés for a year. And they are all marrying each other. That is the plan.
Well, Ronaldinho was after Ronaldo, but before the new Ronaldo. He was sandwiched in between the new and the old Ronaldos. He was that middle star of soccer.
He's a massive star in Brazil, of course. And, he's married two of them. They look very different. I'm kind of with that. You don't want to marry two women that look the same.
Yeah, that'd just be weird.
Yeah. That'd be odd.
Wait, did you just say they look different? Because I'm looking at the picture. Bro, they don't look different.
Yeah.
How do you say these women look different? They look like sisters.
No way.
Dude, you're talking about this picture.
Yes.
How do those women look different, Shaw?
One is short with dark hair. The other one has her hair dyed blonde and bigger.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they're obviously both brunettes. But one is tall with good-sized cans. The other one is petite.
Tiny. Do those look different to you?
They're incredibly different.
Yes. Okay. They look different.
All right.
Yes.
Ryan just making the assumption all Brazilians look the same, apparently.
Well, they both got dark hair. They both got nice, large eyes. They're both in, like, long floral dresses. I don't know, dude. They look the same. I need to vote on this. I'm outvoted in the studio. Everyone is against me. Shaw's against me. You're against me. Steve's against me. We're going to go to Ari.
One is bigger. It has a fuller figure. We're going to be technical about it.
Priscila Coelho and Beatriz Souza. They've been living harmoniously with the soccer player since December. I like this line in The Sun. Ronaldinho, who has claimed to be, quote, adept at polygamy.
Yeah, adept.
Okay.
What does that
Good
mean?
For him. It's tough.
Like, means he's used to partying with multiple people.
Oh, I took it a different way. Like, he really knows how to work it. Because I'm not sure that everyone is adept.
Oh, like a master of managing
polygamy. I'm not sure that I would be adept at polygamy.
It's too much managing personalities. Yeah. You got to be like Phil Jackson.
He is the Phil Jackson of the menage.
You never know when.
Is this like a different type of triangle?
Yeah, it is. I think that's fair. Triangle offense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just implement it in a different.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, I can see
that.
What
we're dealing with here.
I don't know. That's a lot. I think Adam's going the same direction I am. That's a lot to manage.
You're going to be in trouble with one of them at some point every day. One of them, each day, there's going to be something, you know, it's going to be terrible.
Your wife's pretty chill. How often do you say a month that you're in trouble? Like less than 5 days?
I know she's listening right now and she's just
over
laughing.
Half the days?
No, never.
Oh, stop.
You
don't come on the show and lie.
Have her call in. I guarantee you she's laughing right now. Listen, we were talking about this the other day, right?
Your
relationships,
you have
different personalities. When I talked about Danica being aggressive, I couldn't deal with an aggressive woman because I'm kind of aggressive and loud, and in case you haven't been able to
tell. Actually, I think we've just hit a revelation, and your wife is listening. I think you have to consider polygamy. You sound like you're adept at polygamy.
Running that triangle.
What
he's really trying to get a divorce this week.
Wife he has no problems with. Bring another one in.
Yeah.
You probably can manage her. You have two.
Coming from a man who functions through chaos, I wouldn't expect nothing less.
Yeah.
Well, I think you mean
that. Of course, having a quiet home.
Yeah. This works, Steve. I've been with her for 10 years, and we are a happy family, and now you're trying to interject all this friction, trying to troll it up.
I think you could go big, love. I think you could do 3-4 wives.
At least.
I do it better than Bill Paxton, I promise you that.
Why stop there?
Is he dead or alive?
Dead.
Okay. He's the one who passed away?
Yeah, Bill Paxton's dead.
It's not Bill Pullman?
Oh, it's Bill Paxton. Yeah, Tornado, Twister guy. He's dead.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did not die in the Twister, but...
Pretty tragic, young guy passed away. That was a pick-me-up. Well, I think you should try this.
Why don't you lift up that Harvey courtroom sketch again? Get right.
Well, I can't do it. I can't do it. Weinstein. Brady's like, wow.
You're giddy, dude.
That's good. I know. That made me happy. All right, top two stories.
Number two.
More odd combination. I didn't even know about this one. Nicki Minaj and Eminem. Isn't Eminem like 55 years old? And
Bill Paxton was 61?
Yeah, he was young.
Yeah.
He looked like he was 45.
One of the greatest smaller bits. True Lies, him as the used car salesman. Incredible.
All right, can you hit number two again, please?
You brought it up!
I did.
Number two.
Okay.
Yeah. Weirder combo. Nicki Minaj and Eminem, who's an old guy, or Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, who's not real handsome.
We know Ariana Grande.
Adam, look at Adam. Go ahead, defend Pete Davidson and his looks.
Yeah,
my guy Pete Davidson. No,
he's funny. He's not classically handsome.
Hilarious. He left Larry David's daughter. That's who he was dating. Uh-huh. Now he's with Ariana Grande.
Good for him.
Right,
I guess.
Talk this out. Let me look up Larry David's daughter.
Cassie.
Yeah, Ariana Grande is... I mean, that's an upgrade for almost anyone.
Yeah, I can't hold it against him. And Mac Miller's loss. She was dating Mac Miller, but they're still friends. Mac Miller got that.
Well, she did lick that donut, which, I mean, is a little bit of an upgrade, I guess. It's a weird moment.
Is that code, or did she actually lick a donut?
No, you don't remember? She licked a donut, and she was caught on camera?
Oh, when she was kind of freaking out? Yes, I do remember that.
And she wasn't freaking out. She was saying everyone is fat in America.
Which is actually pretty accurate.
But I don't need someone who's, you know, graced with eternal thinness to be commenting on the rest of us fatzos.
Leave
the fat mocking to the fatzos.
There has been stories in the past of her being very much... Like, no, she's like carried around by her bodyguard kind of thing. Like, she's very pampered.
But she's like 22, so like before we're talking about like an 18-year-old.
Yeah, right, she's past her prime.
Jesus.
So, good for Pete Davidson. That's a normal... He's a star on SNL. She is a star in pop music. Makes sense.
That's a good score. It won't last.
Yeah. That's a normal...
She's going to be way too high maintenance for a comedian.
Eminem and Nicki Minaj totally threw me off this morning.
And Pete Davidson.
I don't know why.
They're only separated by 10 years, Nicki Minaj and Eminem.
Yeah, but that's 45 to 35.
I don't think it's the age. It's just a weird... I mean, I know they're both in hip-hop, but it's just a weird dynamic.
Well, we also don't know if... This is for sure. This happened on a Twitter exchange. Someone asked Nicki.
She dropped a verse.
Yep.
And she said in it that she basically said in the verse that she had sex with Eminem. And somebody in the comments said, "Are you dating?" And she replied yes.
Quote, uh-oh. Back again. Back Maybach. Stack the M's. Told him I met Slim Shady. Bag the M. Once he go black, he'll be back again.
No, nothing's happening.
Well,
I don't believe this at all.
No, but she put verse out, and then somebody said, "Are you actually dating?" in the comments, and she responded, "Yes."
All right, back to the discussion that started yesterday. we can still have you on the show. Nicki Minaj or Mia Khalifa?
Mia. I actually think Mia is natural, where we know Nicki is not. I believe Mia is natural, but I'm just, what I was saying is I've been conditioned to kind of, at first, to appreciate the bigness, but then as I got older, I just veered more towards the girl next door.
I'll pick.
Love me having to explain this every time,
right?
I just
love the word bigness.
Yeah. I'll pick Ariana Grande. That's my choice.
Well, that's not fair.
That
because
wasn't one of the choices.
Yeah, because I would have went with Grande, too. That's
too
not
bad.
Fair.
He said, oh, well.
Too bad.
All right, top
I
story.
Pick.
God.
Number one.
Shafted.
You know, I came up with a Russian thing yesterday, and I actually was thinking about it. The anti-Ovechkin, anti-Kuznetsov, anti-Capitals deal. And we played some, you know, Nikolai Volkov singing the Russian national anthem. Still don't think it was the anthem, but Iron Sheik saying Russia number one, spitting on America. Right? So this is America's team. This is North America's team, VGK. That said, I never have really hated Ovechkin, but now I feel like today, are we building a case that he's annoying? We had a guest, Nick Gizmondi, come on earlier and said he's selfish. He's got a reputation as being selfish, and he's been annoying. And I didn't realize he's been doing all the stuff with the, what do they win, the Prince of Wales trophy?
Yes.
And your Vegas Golden Knights won the Campbell. Is that right?
Yeah. Good job.
So Ovechkin's just been like, over-the-top celebratory?
Yeah, and I think it would make sense if they won the Stanley Cup and he was doing this. I think people are getting a little perturbed that they haven't won it yet, and he's celebrating as if the job is done.
What do you think? You're a sports guy.
I think he's doing an end zone dance a little early.
Yeah, a little dangerous?
Like they've been...
Jinx or because you're joyless?
No, I think you're... It's dangerous to start thinking you've accomplished something. And I get it. I get Golden Knights fans are, you know, they are happy with where VGK has gone because, you know, that this is an incredible run to go on at, you know, in your first year with a team that nobody thought would be any good. Like, it is kind of accomplishing something. And it's accomplishing something for Washington to get there too. But they have fought so long to try to get to this point. And now to kind of take a step back and say, wow, this is great. We won. I'm going to take this trophy on the plane with me. Like, all right. I get it. But you do have some work left to do.
Adam's got some big stories coming out because he's on the Capitals beat, like he's been on the opposing team the last three series, and he's got a little comparison, contrasting Ovi and Holtby, the goalie. So we'll talk about that. And well, this one's going to be interesting. Weird story out of Nashville about the mayoral race and the Predators jumping into the mayoral race.
Back to Cofield and Company.
All right, most interesting thing Adam Hill has found out about the enemy Capitals.
I mean, I think the fact that they have a GM, obviously George McPhee built a lot of the team. He drafted a lot of the players, so it's an interesting homecoming. But he actually brought in their current GM, and it was a guy who he grew up with in a small town in Ontario and also played college hockey with at Bowling Green. So the GMs have a relationship going back a long, long way, and I think that adds another dynamic to the series as well. Brian McClellan is the Caps GM who grew up with McPhee. So there's a dynamic there that I think becomes very interesting as the series plays out and the two teams, you know, these guys built these teams and now they're going to see them go head-to-head on the ice. And I also thought Braden Holtby is just like the most bland person I've ever talked to so far.
But he did speak to you.
Well, from the podium, yes. And I saw him a little bit in the dealing with his teammates. It's just like he's like happy, but you're like, dude, what's going on there? He did have a funny joke, but he was so dry too. When Ovechkin was getting choked up on the podium, and he's like, Ovechkin's like, I just can't put into words what I'm feeling. Like I wish I could tell you how I feel right now. I just can't do it. And Holtby just like kind of reached over. He's like, you're doing great, babe. Which was
really
a very funny moment. I was like, what is that?
He was kidding, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. For sure. Right. Yeah.
Maybe he's funny. Just got impeccable comedic timing, and he knows when to use it.
I thought it was great, yeah.
You're doing great, babe.
Yes.
Pretty funny. Doing it in public setting. Like
I wouldn't expect that after you told me how boring he was.
Right? And he is boring, too.
He is
slalom, just, yeah, deadpan.
Just so dry.
Yeah.
I think that's how Saskatchewan people are. I don't know. I'm not going to cast a shadow, but I will over a province. That's just how people from Saskatchewan are. But TJ Oshie actually told me that he is very impressed by how many fans they have, considering how bad the traffic is in D.C. And I thought that was a very interesting thing, too, that they noticed that.
He's right.
He's like, they've put in a lot. These people have been very dedicated for a long time and not seeing any success. And, man, that traffic to get downtown is awful.
That's kind of cool.
That he recognizes, like, the largest plight of the people in D.C.
I think some athletes lose sight of what a giant sacrifice, money-wise and also time-wise, coming to the friggin' games is.
But
here's the thing.
Especially in
D.C. You shouldn't lose sight of that unless you have someone driving you, because you have to drive to the games as well.
Well, I think you go Metro. Kidding. I don't think they're actually taking the Metro. Yeah, you do. But I think you go early enough, maybe you can avoid it. I don't know. But you're right. You do go there, so you should know. And it is bad. And that's why I will be staying at a hotel that has a Metro stop in the basement when I'm in D.C. next week.
Well, Adam loves public transportation.
Oh, it's the best.
He's the only...
Because you never know what you're going to get, right? The chaos of it all?
It's chaos.
Totally with you on that.
Insanity. Yep. I love it.
He is the rare media guy who will, by other media people standards, rough it. He loves public transportation.
I do too.
There are a ton of media people who are like, I'm only going to stay at the biggest and the best, and I better be able to get there easily. And what? I have to take the subway or the train? How dare you?
Oh, I take the subway in L.A. And people are like, whoa. Well, I didn't even know we had a subway. Yeah, you do. It's awesome.
That's dedication.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, I love it.
It is?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, because it's so crapped upon that no one takes it.
Yeah, I love it.
It's super clean. Yeah,
there's
first of all, I didn't even know they had it. So why do I not know they have it, and why do people not use it? There's got to be a reason.
Have you seen Swingers?
It's car culture.
Yeah. Have you seen Swingers?
Okay, fair enough.
You're looked at as like, whoa.
And it is L.A., yeah,
not,
true.
You don't even drive. If you're like four people going to the same place, you all drive separately. Like, that's the culture.
Yeah,
that's
true. L.A., Hollywood.
I love the subway at L.A.
Are you getting points for your hotel?
Me, no.
Oh! What are you doing? How many times have you gotten that speech from people?
A lot. And I actually allow other
Do you know
people...
what we're talking about here?
As far as
this
media
whole scam
collecting.
Marriott points.
Of course.
A little secret, if a media person is ever on the road, they're staying at a Marriott property. That's a guarantee.
Why is that?
They have the best point system.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's amazing. And it's
So think about that. Think about that when you, because one of the things that drives me nuts, Peter King did it forever. He might still do it. I don't know where he's writing now, but is he still writing at MMQB or what's he doing? Whatever. Wasn't he leaving SI or something?
Yeah, well, he has like the 24/7 nature of the
media,
you know?
But he always had like travel travails, and it's one of my pet peeves, media people talking about travel. Now, like, if there's fun stories, Adam talking about the Uber lady the other day with a baby in the
front
seat
smoking
a cigar.
Peter King's never going to get himself in that situation.
Well, he might, but what I don't need to hear is basically when media people and celebrities
complain about a free ride,
tweet about travel, it's the I'll show you. I'm going to tweet this out to my followers, and I'm going to get you, Company X, for mistreating me. Like, we don't care. Your job's awesome. You get to travel. You know, many people out there, their daily responsibilities, it just sucks.
I know tons of people grew up in Indiana and never left the state.
You know what I mean? But like, I don't need to hear your travel woes because the flight was this or that, or someone rubbed you the wrong way with the car service.
Unless it's Adam, then it's incredible.
Well, I'll do exactly what you just said. You don't want to do. My bosses at the RJ. But I'm not complaining about the RJ. Trust me. My bosses are mad at me for this trip I just took to Tampa, because I was like, I'm going to show everyone you can travel for nothing. Oh boy, the place that I stayed. Wow.
Well, I bet your coworkers are ecstatic with you.
Wow, it was bad. And
Adam does.
I accidentally called and said, all right, I have gone too far.
What do you think?
I won't do this
anymore. What do you think of that?
Oh, I'd hate it. If he was my coworker, I would absolutely rip him apart.
Because you're
like, dude, you're making it horrible for the rest of us. I don't want to stay in a rat-infested, bolt on the door. Maybe a crackhead comes through and tries to rob me in the middle of the night. No,
accurate.
I believe you that you stayed at the worst place possible because you're smiling about it and you wear it like a badge of honor. But if I was your coworker, I'd kill you.
Because naturally, bosses are going to look and
absolutely.
Go, hey, from a budget standpoint,
Adam
he can do it.
Right.
Why are we living high on the hog? Let's all travel like animals.
Yeah, and also, to further this, you truly are the decline of civilization. You, not only is that, but you're totally cool with the autonomous cars and throwing nature away.
So I stayed on the first floor.
What a nightmare.
I stayed on the first floor of this.
There were multiple floors of the place you were staying. Oh, okay.
Two.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
And they're like, you have a sliding glass door, and it was covered by the curtain. And I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, oh, let me open it up and see what's out here. It was, when I tell you there was a crack alley outside my room, legitimately, there was people from the time I got there, which was like 2 in the morning, when I finally got in there on the flight, until 9, 10 in the morning, outside, right outside my door. And I'm showing Ryan this right now. That is the outside. That's the sliding glass door in my hotel room, what it looks out to.
Dude.
And I was like,
why are you reacting like that?
Because it looks like a crack alley.
Oh, it's legitimately... It legitimately is a crack alley.
It looks like there's needles on the ground, and there's a lot of hiding. Oh, yeah. You can post up against the wall and be out of sight.
Those could be peanuts.
Okay.
Yeah, they could be, but there's still peanuts in the alley, which also would indicate to me that someone's eating peanuts in an alley, which means there's a good chance they're doing something else in the alley.
I'm kidding, because clearly he was afraid to take a picture with anyone there, because they might look up and beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, of course.
So you can tell he got a shot with no one walking around.
Well,
how have you not got stuck working at the RJ doing stuff like that? I just
this is the pool though. It's nice. I'm gonna show Ryan the pool here actually too because it's empty.
That was just gonna say. Now is the water super clear?
It's cold
or
right now.
Or is there just no?
It's
water.
Basically a half pipe. It's a skateboard half pipe.
It's a rough
now.
Time in Tampa. Yeah. It's chilly. Can't have the pool open.
What is the matter with you? Why are you so happy? This is the happiest I've seen you in months.
I didn't sleep for 2 days. I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Happy you got yelled at.
Yeah. They're like, dude, you gotta stop this.
You just like to prove that you can do it. Like,
I like being
a man of the people. Like,
I don't like to put my company in a position to have to pay a lot of money. But now I'm like, okay, I will compromise.
Sheldon Adelson.
It doesn't matter.
You're saving Sheldon Adelson a dollar. You are.
Let's not do this.
You are something else.
On the way back, Adam's got to pick me up. He's going to talk about possibly the worst way to die, and I am canceling. If we did have a late night date, Big Mac and I, after seeing this story about sushi, I'm out.
It's Cofield and Company's.
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
All right, let's wrap it up. By the way, the NBA game. We've had all the games on ESPN 1100. Important to note, Fox 1340, 98.9 FM. Your spot for the Cavs and the Celtics. God, I hope this one gets physical again. What do you think the other night? Did you see that one?
Ooh.
Where Marcus Morris knocked Nance to the floor, and Nance got all pissed off, and then Morris just turned around laughing. He's one of those guys. It's probably less than like 2%, 1% of the NBA, but there's certain guys in the league, you're like, that guy's crazy. Don't. Right? And the Morai twins, didn't they have some incident with their mom where some dude was giving their mom trouble, and they just lit that guy up? I'm not saying it was right or wrong, but like they're scary, big, kind of crazy dudes.
Big fans of Vegas, too.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow, okay. Some intel there.
They spent a lot of time here over the last few years when they were in Phoenix. They come in during the weekend.
Hey, you're right, actually.
Yep.
Where did I see them? Palms, maybe?
They came a lot. I know where they used to stay, but it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Why don't you take it easy with all your sources?
Yeah, right.
Kind of showing off right now.
You know me.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
I will. All right, Adam. Adam's weekend pick me up. We probably should do this every Friday when Adam's here. Nice, happy story to think about going into the weekend.
I know the crack alley story was pretty great.
That was a strong start. Headline here. Cougar attacks bikers, kills one of them, dragging it back to its den. Adam asks, is this one of the worst ways to die?
I mean, I've always known what my biggest fear of dying would be, which it's probably not ever going to happen. But I think the worst way to possibly die is if you're in a pool and they put the cover on it. And like it's a cover that you can't move and you can't get out.
Boy, I never thought of that.
That'd be so bad. That'd be awful.
Knowing you're this close.
I've thought, yeah. And you just, like, you can get your head, like, just to the tip of your forehead out of the water, but you're like, that's it.
How long can you do that for?
I don't know.
Because you don't look like a particularly strong swimmer.
I'm a good swimmer. But, I mean, fatigue would set in very quickly.
Doggy paddle with your neck craned?
I can swim really well for, like, the 30 seconds and go at it. And I can tread water for a while. But you could eventually you're gonna die. There's no getting out of it.
This is a strong pool cover.
Yeah.
It's like I'm, that one Tom Brady got when we got his emails
like,
last year.
Well, I'm thinking somebody's doing it to you on purpose. They put it on there and then, like, you know, put stuff on the
top. Like a James Bond movie you're writing?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's my biggest fear of dying. That's the worst way to go. But I think this is pretty close.
Not to be super sick, but was this guy alive when the Cougar was dragging it back?
I don't know.
Like, you don't have a fighting chance, and the Cougar's like, come on, let's go.
I think the Cougar's going to get you, even if you're fighting him. The Cougar's got you.
Well, that's not. We're not getting into.
If you see, if you can see the Cougar, Cougar's already won. That was
like, what?
What?
That's
what
pretty defensive.
I grew up spending summers in Montana. You don't mention. No, I'm talking about. I'm talking about Cougars.
Montana.
Yeah,
I think you grew up going to basketball camp with Chris Webber.
That was one
Cougars,
summer.
Were there Cougars around Chris Webber basketball camp?
That was one summer, but my dad in 92 bought some property out in Montana. So okay. I used to spend my summers out in Montana. And you had to watch. We had mountain lions on the roof. And
did you ever see a cougar or mountain lion get away?
No, that's
over.
My point.
It's
once
over.
You see it, they don't.
How do you know that? You never saw
it. Listen, it's reputation. They maul people. Okay? And what they do is they hang up high. They hang in the trees. You don't. They're like house cats, but they're way bigger and way more vicious. And they kill humans easily. Now, they're extremely fast, they're extremely powerful, and they're obviously shy around humans. So if you see them, chances are you're getting
I think
you're
I can
catching some
one.
Heat.
You think you can take a cougar?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
Well, I'll pay to see that. It'd be like Ricky Bobby with the cougar in the truck.
Be a good sprawling brawl.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
You gonna watch any baseball this weekend?
I don't. My life is hockey, so I don't know. I don't know when I'm going to do that.
I was going to watch Ohtani on Sunday, but they.
Man, we're going to skip him.
Yeah.
Hashtag ump show this week. Did you see Angel Hernandez got into it over balls and strikes? Corey Knebel got all pissed off, so Craig Counsell has to come out, argue on his behalf. They save Knebel. Counsell gets tossed, which again brings up the discussion. And I heard this discussion during the Cubs Indians game during the week, and Tim Kirkchin was on the game, and Ravi was flipping his lid over this one because he was saying, Carl Ravitch is like, you know, it's time. Time for the automatic strike zone. And Kirkchin's like, nope, we need the human error.
No. No, we don't.
That is the dumbest argument. We need error. Just take the word human out.
Uh-huh.
We need error. In what world do you need error and mistake?
When you have technology and you can just have the standard box
right. So
that from game to game, the strike zone is the same.
And you don't get umpires with egos. You don't get the back and forth.
Well, I guess,
and they can still have it. You don't have to fire the home plate ump. They can still be there as the backup in case there's a failure and for plays of the plate and other rules. It's fine. But we don't need them calling balls and strikes anymore. And Kirkson's like, nah, let's keep it. No.
Plus, it can be even more precise because you're dealing with different size batters. So you can literally have a scientific strike zone for each hitter. And then you're going to make the pitchers better because then they know what they can really work. Because you look at a Greg Mack, you look at anybody, obviously precision with pitching is it's a hallmark.
And Ravi's he's not a young guy, but he brought up the point. He's like, in this age, especially when you're trying to get younger fans, you want to have cutting-edge technology.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everything about it is the right idea. Now, I think...
God, it would change the game so much. Think about what's been taken out of tennis, right? With the eyes on the lines, all that and I like John McEnroe blowing up on people, but after a while, you're like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, that we don't even think about that now. Hey, if it's close, replay, ooh, there it is. Okay, let's move on. You got a problem with the computer?
That's actually a great correlation to draw tennis and baseball because it's
I don't even think
thing.
About the calls
right,
anymore.
Yeah, and it's just about the matchup, Federer.
But I think what he's saying is, I think maybe what I'll just put Kirkchin up for this, even though I was one of the first people that was screaming for the technology to be the balls and strikes. But I think what he's saying is that there is an element of, hey, there's some downtime between pitches, and there has to be some kind of, you know, maybe you have a discussion about, I didn't like that call. Like, there is something to, it's part of the game to kind of sit there and break down the strike zone and each call, and there's time in between the pitches. I think that's what he said. Again, I'm all for the technology, but I think that's what the argument would be.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
You and I have met up a couple times late night, get some cheap eats, maybe some sushi. Shaky now. I got to get my confidence back. There's a kid who plays hockey at Miami of Ohio, was losing weight. Turns out that he had tapeworm. Do you know what tapeworm is?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Woo! From uncooked fish? Yeah, he said, I was going to the bathroom just like normal, and it came out. It was a 25-inch tapeworm.
What?
No.
head, neck, all the segments, about 50 of them. It was orange. Dude's like, I almost fainted.
2 feet.
And then here's the best part. I FaceTime my mom.
Show her the tapeworm?
Yeah.
Because of 2018. Huh? Yeah.
25 inches.
I'll mess with sushi. I'm not saying that's a reason. I just, anything raw, it just, the smell, I've never been able to do it. This solidifies forever that I am now 34 and there's no chance of me ever going down that hole.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
No last problem. One to think
yeah,
about.
I just realized that.
Good job. Last one to think about. Headline. Amazon responds to story that couple's private conversation was recorded.
Yeah.
Who's got this Alexa, whatever the other one is?
I do, and I don't even care.
Of course he does.
I don't even care.
You don't care if...
No!
So here's what happened here. They were recorded. A couple's recorded talking about something, and then the message got sent to someone else.
Yeah.
One of their friends.
Yeah.
They're like, we didn't know it was on. We didn't know it was recording. We didn't say send it. What's going on? We're being spied on.
The complacency and the acceptance
of
this dude
though?
To my right yep. is going to signal the end of
civilization.
What are
you doing? Sit around your house yelling racial epithets? Who cares? Listen to my... I'll turn it on right now and let people listen in at my house. Right now.
Really?
I don't care.
Really?
Yes.
Complaining about the
What's
show.
What's the problem?
Going
Never.
Off on Ari.
The problem is setting the precedent, Adam.
I only yell and complain and scream about things here. The rest of the time, I'm just like, yeah, what's going on? Like, I'm the most dull, nothing person ever.
He has a
can
point.
We get an audio drop on that?
He has a point,
Please
actually.
Pull that.
He has a point. Just because you are ranting and raving and pissing and moaning at home, that's why you're afraid of where yeah. the message is going to go.
And the lies about the everybody's happy all the time in my house.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, I didn't say
yeah,
that.
We'll see.
I said my wife didn't fight back. There's a huge difference. I'm a psychopath. Okay. I didn't say everything's cool. I didn't say everything was calm,
oh,
Adam Hill.
I missed that part of the story. So yeah. if we bring her in here, she's like, oh, there's angst. 28, 29 days a month.
Sure.
It's a living hell. You want to hear the basketball? Go over to Fox 1340, 98.9 FM, Cavs Celtics.